This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question is from Hamza from India. Allah says in the Quran that He is not unjust in the least degree. But I feel it is injustice to non-Muslims who are more righteous than many Muslims to end up in hell. And also it is unjust to put Muslims in heaven who are not as righteous as some non-Muslims. This is a very important question. Brother Hamza has asked that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust in the least degree. And it is unjust to put non-Muslims who are more righteous into the hell, and unjust for the Muslims who are not righteous to put in heaven. What the brother is referring to is a verse in the Quran from Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 40, where Allah says in the Quran that Allah is never unjust in the least degree. That means Allah is the most just. He will not do even a minute fraction of injustice. As far as question is concerned, that why non-Muslims who do righteous deeds will be put into hellfire, and Muslims who are unrighteous, why should they be put in heaven? We have to understand that what is the meaning of the word righteousness and who is a righteous person. For me, to make you understand, I'll give you a few examples. Number one, if there are total $199 divided into 64 notes. The 64 notes, if you total all the value of these 64 notes, it is $199. And I distribute the notes to few people. Some get 10 notes, some get 20 notes, some get 30 notes. Some get less, some get more. A normal person who may not be aware of the notes and the value will say whoever gets the most notes, number of notes, is the richest person. No, it's not like that. We have to see what is the value of each note. In these 64 notes, one note is of $100. One note is of $20. The $100 note is for a person who believes that there is only one God, and that God has got no partners, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of that Almighty God. The number $20 bill, US dollar, is a person who prays 5 times a day. Then there's one $10 note, there is two $5 notes. $10 note is for a person who gives zakat, who gives charity. $5 note is a person who fasts, and $5 note is a person who goes for Hajj. The remaining, so all if you put together, is $140. The remaining $59 are $1 bill. So all put together are the 64 notes. So 59 notes are of $1. So just because somebody has 30 notes or 30 bills doesn't make him rich. If he has 30 bills of $1, he has only a value of $30. The person who has $100 is more richer than all the other notes put together. If all the other 63 notes put together will make it only $99, but one bill of $100 is more valuable than 63 bills all put together are $99. That's the reason the Creator, He has put this formula. And He clearly mentions in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, and Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 116, that Allah will forgive any sin if He pleases, but He will never forgive the sin of shirk. For anyone who has committed shirk has strayed far away, has done the most heinous sin. That means the biggest sin in Islam, according to our Creator, Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is doing shirk, is associating partners with Him. It's the biggest sin. And the best thing person can do is tawheed. Believe in only one God. And believe that there is no one worthy of worship but Almighty God. And Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Almighty God. So He is the Creator. He sets the rule. We are the people who are undergoing an examination. Let me give one more example. That in certain test. There are certain compulsory questions which you should pass separately. Like I did a medical examination in MBBS. Besides the theory papers, we had viva voce, orals. Every student had to pass separately in viva voce. Separately. He may score 100 out of 100 in theory paper. But in the viva voce, if he fails, he fails the examination. I cannot argue. This is the rule set. So the compulsory paper in Islam is Tawheed. You should believe in one God and worship Him alone and no one else. And the first pillar that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah is compulsory. If you fail in this, you fail in the test. You may get as many other marks in the other questions. This is number one. And let me give you a third example. That if there is a question paper, the total marks of all the answers in the question paper, it totals to 1000 marks. One question is compulsory, most important, which carries 501 marks. And the minimum passing marks, the minimum passing for this paper is 501. If you get anything less than 501 out of 1000, that means you have to get more than 50% marks. You have to get minimum 501. If you get anything less than 501 out of 1000, you fail the examination. That means this one main question, which is compulsory, it is Tawheed. It is the first pillar of Islam, that there is no one worthy of worship except Almighty God, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Almighty God. This is number one, which carries 501 marks. Then number two is Salah, maybe carrying 100 marks. Then would be giving charity zakat, maybe 50 marks. Then fasting in the month of Ramadan, that may be 20 marks. Then going for Hajj, that may be the 10 marks. Another, maybe hundreds of more questions, 2 marks, 1 mark, 3 marks, 1 mark. But if you get 0 marks in the major question of Tawheed, of the first pillar of Islam, you fail the examination. So this is a test for the hereafter. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, verse number 2, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata. It's Allah who has created death and life to test which of you is good in deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world as a test for the hereafter. And the rules and regulations have been laid down in the Quran, in his last and final revelation. He kept on sending revelations. The moment it got corrupted, he sent a new revelation. He sent a new messenger. The moment it again got corrupted, he sent a new message and a new revelation. There were many revelations sent on the face of the earth. By knowing, we know only 4. Torah, Zabur, Injil and the Quran. And the last and final revelation is the glorious Quran. And the last and final messenger is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So, you may be thinking, this non-Muslim, he is very honest. Okay, what is the marks for honesty? Okay, maybe 5 marks. Out of 1000 marks, 5 marks. He is very charitable. Okay, maybe 10 marks. He is very kind. 10 marks. But out of 1000 marks, these 5 marks, 10 marks, 5 marks, 10 marks, 2 marks, 1 mark will not make him pass the examination. You may be thinking, okay, he's doing 10 good deeds or 20 good deeds. But if that one person who has the $100 bill, who passes in the viva voce, the compulsory question, the one who gets full marks, in Tawheed, he is the person who is sure to pass. The best would be a Muslim who believes in Tawheed, offers Salah, and also gives charity zakat, also fast, does the Hajj, is good to the neighbors, loves people, is honest, who does not bribe, does not have alcohol, does not gamble, who helps others, helps the neighbors, loves his parents, and so on and so. He's the best. Maybe he'll get 90% marks. Maybe he'll get more than 900 out of 1000. There may be other Muslims who may not be honest, but yet believe in Tawheed. But because they believe in Tawheed, they've got the $100 bill. They've passed in the viva voce. They've got 501 marks already in that one compulsory important question. So logically, who would be higher in the examination? A person who's got 501 marks or a person who's got 5 marks, maybe 10 times, 50 marks, 100 marks, 200 marks. So what you have to understand, we have to understand what is righteousness. And Allah says in the Quran in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa jalnakum. Shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum inda Allah yatqakum inna Allah alimun khabir. O humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female. And I've divided you into nations and tribes so that you may recognize each other, not that you may despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Allah is the person who has taqwa. The criteria for judgment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not sex, it's not wealth, it's not color, it's not race, it is not gender, it is taqwa, it is righteousness, it is God consciousness, it is piety. So as you rightly said, who is righteous? Imagine our Creator, Almighty God, who has given us this life, who's given us the clothing, the food. Clothing, food, beside the point, how many of us thank Allah for the water He has given us free? How many of us thank Allah for the air if we don't get for a few minutes, we will die? How many of us? So imagine if we are going to associate partners with the Creator who has given us all these facilities in life, who's given us a body, who's given us health, who has given us food to eat, has given us clothes, and then you say you're righteous. The biggest sin you can do is associate partners with Him. You worship somebody else besides the Creator. So what you have to understand, what is righteousness, is very important. You have to understand that very clearly. So if you understand this, what is righteousness, you'll come to know and you'll realize that who should get more marks. So if you know this, then inshallah, you'll never object to the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope that answers the question.